Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 atmosphere lesson, where we're going to make atmosphere behave like part of the rhythm, not just a pad sitting politely in the background. This is all about that old school jungle and drum and bass feeling. Foggy, haunted, dusty, and alive. The goal is to build atmosphere in session view, perform it like an instrument, then move it into arrangement view so it swings with the drums, breathes around the bass, and helps the whole track feel like it's moving forward. Think of atmosphere here as a rhythmic shadow. If it doesn't react to the drum phrasing, it starts to feel like background music. But if it answers the breakbeat, leans into fills, and opens up before drops, suddenly it becomes part of the groove. Let's start in session view. Create a dedicated atmosphere track, or better yet, two tracks. One is your tonal bed, something like a soft pad, drone, or low chord. The other is your texture bed, like vinyl noise, rain, room tone, a sampled ambience, or a degraded loop. Keeping them separate is a really smart move, because then you can control the body and the air independently. For the tonal layer, load up Wavitable, Operator, or Analog. If you want that warm, ancient jungle feeling, keep the harmony simple. A root, a minor seventh, maybe a ninth if it's tasteful. Don't overcomplicate the chord movement. Old school DNB atmosphere usually works best when it feels sparse and tense, not lush and modern. On your tonal sound, try a chain like this. Wavitable into auto filter, then hybrid reverb or reverb, then echo. Start with the filter fairly dark, somewhere around 180 to 450 Hz, and then automate it opening up later in the track. Reverb size can be fairly generous, but be careful. We want depth, not a wash that smears the whole mix. Now here's the key. Movement. A static atmosphere almost always sounds unfinished in drum and bass. So inside the instrument, use slow modulation. In Wavitable, keep unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with slight detune. Use an LFO to move Wavitable position slowly. Give the amp a soft attack and a long release. If you're using Operator, lean into sine or triangle bass tones, maybe with subtle FM for a bit of instability. Add a touch of noise if you want more grain. The idea is to create something that changes over 8 or 16 bars, not something that chatters every beat. For the texture layer, you can get really creative. Use field recordings, vinyl crackle, broken ambience, metallic hits, even a resampled break tail. You can also run a noise source through corpus if you want a physical resonance, or use grain delay very lightly for that degraded motion. Keep it subtle. This should feel like weather in the track, not a special effect trying to steal the show. Now let's build a few clip states in session view. Don't make just one loop. Make multiple versions that represent different energy levels. Make a dark intro clip that's low-passed, wide, and sparse. Make a tension clip that's a little brighter, a little more resonant, with more delay. Make a drop support clip that's darker and tighter so it leaves room for the drums and sub. Make a breakdown wash that opens up fully and blooms out. And if you want to go further, make a transition clip or reverse swell clip that can slam into fills and drops. This is where clip envelopes in Live 12 become your secret weapon. Use them to automate filter cutoff rising across the clip, reverb wet increasing at the end of a phrase, delay feedback lifting before a fill, or volume dipping when the bass comes back in. Tiny movements matter here. Even a delayed filter rise over 2 bars can make the atmosphere feel composed instead of looped. And because this is jungle, let the atmosphere swing. Swing in this context is not just about drum timing. It's about energy placement. Try launching clip variations slightly late, or using a break template groove on any rhythmic atmosphere hits. If the atmosphere is audio, warp it and nudge the timing so it leans back a little. Don't overdo it. You want it to feel like it's breathing with the breakbeat, not fighting it. A great trick is to let the atmosphere answer the drums instead of covering them. For example, on snare hits, let a little reverb bloom happen. After ghost notes, allow a short tail to swell. During kick-heavy moments, sidechain the atmosphere lightly from the drum bus. You don't need huge gain reduction, just a few dB. Enough to make space, enough to let the drums punch through, but not so much that the atmosphere starts pumping obviously. Once the clips feel good in session view, it's time to commit. Resample the performance. This step matters more than people think. When you print the atmosphere, you capture all the little imperfections. The filter moves, the reverb blooms, the delay trails, the tiny level changes. That printed movement often sounds more intentional and more musical than endlessly tweaking a loop that never really becomes a performance. So create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a pass while you launch clips and ride the effects. Don't be afraid to perform it. Think like a DJ and a producer at the same time. After recording, Consolidate the best 4, 8, or 16 bars. Then slice out useful phrases. You can reverse the ends of some phrases for transitions, fade the edges, and turn the best parts into arrangement tools. If you want to go even further, use consolidate and warp to make micro edits fast. In a lot of cases, the strongest atmosphere moments are not full loops. They're one bar or two bar fragments that land exactly where the arrangement needs them. Now move into arrangement view. This is where the atmosphere stops being a sketch and becomes part of the actual record. Place the resampled atmosphere across the full track and shape it to the structure. For the intro, keep it dark, wide, and minimal. As the breaks start coming in, let the atmosphere open up a little. When the drop hits, narrow it or duck it so the drums and bass can slam through. In the midsection, bring it back around switch-ups and fills. In the breakdown, let it spread wide and long again. Then for the final drop, make it feel more damaged, more brutal, maybe even a little more saturated or bit crushed, so the energy evolves instead of resetting. Automate the important things: filter cutoff, reverb wet and dry, echo feedback, utility gain, and stereo width. A very practical move is to lower the atmosphere by 1 to 3 dB when the bass enters, then let it rise back up in the gaps. That tiny shift keeps the track alive without clogging the low end. And speaking of low end, this is where a lot of atmospheres go wrong. Use EQ 8 aggressively but musically. High pass most atmosphere material somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. In dense jungle or DNB, you often need to go higher than you think. Cut mud around 250 to 500 Hz if the break starts sounding cloudy. If the texture fights the snare or hats, tame some harshness around 2.5 to 6 kHz. The drums should own the transient space. The atmosphere is there to frame them. If the atmosphere is too wide and the mix starts losing focus, use utility and reduce the width during busy sections. A nice advanced approach is to split the atmosphere into two layers, one for body and low mids, kept narrower and tucked in, and another for air and texture, kept wider and moving more freely. That separation gives you way more control in a dense mix. Now add some call and response. This is one of the best ways to make atmosphere feel like part of the arrangement. Let it respond to drum fills, bass switches, and snare rolls. Maybe a reverse swell leads into the drop. Maybe an echo throw lands on the last hit of a four-bar phrase. Maybe a reverb bloom appears after a snare roll. Maybe a filtered noise burst answers a bass stab. The point is to create tension and release through movement, not just volume. In jungle especially, this push and pull is everything. A good atmosphere can make a simple break edit feel massive. It can make a bass switch feel cinematic. It can make a one-bar pause hit harder than another effect ever could. If the track feels too clean, don't be afraid to print the atmosphere through a second pass with a bit of saturation, redux, or a slightly abused echo chain. Old-school tension often comes from imperfect printing. A little grime can make the whole thing feel more authentic and more alive. Here's a nice teacher tip. If the break is very busy, make the atmosphere more abstract. Less harmony, more texture, more motion in the top end. If the break is sparse, you can afford a bit more tonal weight. Always leave room for the drums to tell the story. A few common mistakes to watch out for: too much low end in the atmosphere that never changes, too much width during the drop, reverb washing over the breakbeat, and textures that are too bright and fight the snare. If the session view idea doesn't seem to translate, resample it. Printing the movement usually fixes that problem instantly. For the homework approach, build a quick 8-bar loop with a tonal atmosphere and a texture atmosphere. Make 3 versions: dark intro, tension, and drop support. Automate filter, reverb, and echo inside the clips. Resample one performance, then place it into arrangement view with drums and bass. Add one transition move, like a reverse swell into bar 5 or a delay throw into bar 8. High pass it, mono check the low layer, and compare the loop with the atmosphere on and off. The question you want to ask is simple: does the atmosphere change the emotional weight of the loop without masking the drums? If yes, you're on the right track. So remember the core idea. Session view is your sketchpad, your performance space. Arrangement view is where you print that energy into a finished structure. Build at least 2 layers, keep them moving slowly, resample the best moments, and shape the atmosphere so it supports the breaks, bass, and phrasing. In drum and bass, atmosphere works best when it creates contrast, motion, and controlled darkness. That's the vibe, that's the technique, and when you get it right, the track doesn't just sound full. It feels like weather.